Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings Wednesday with Nina and with Nina and Linus. I think I gave the wrong one. Anyway, welcome to Free Psychic Readings Wednesday. It's right now 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. We're so glad that you're joining us today. My co-host, of course, is Miss Nina. The chat room is open. And Miss Nina is your moderator. Don't forget that daily readings you can get on the website of www.theessenceofsuccess.com from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. So when you go onto the website, just click on Psychic Readings if you desire a more personal, intimate reading, and we'll go from there and help you. So I'm going to bring Miss Nina on. Good evening, Nina.
Good evening, Linus. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, that's good.
I
have an announcement that I forgot to make on Sunday.
Okay.
It's happy anniversary to my cousin Paulette and her husband, Henry. They got married the same year as Jim and I, so happy 42nd anniversary on Saturday to them.
Oh, happy anniversary. That's beautiful. Well, I have one announcement. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a funny story to this. Paulette and I are the oldest two grandchildren on my side of the family, and we are born on the same day 2 years apart. I, of course, am the oldest.
Oh, wow.
Got married in the same year, too, so yeah.
Oh, wow. Almost like your twins, like your, twin essence?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, I have a birthday. My nephew Anthony, tomorrow is his birthday. Happy birthday, Anthony. And hope you see many, many, many more. So tomorrow's his birthday. That's all I have. You?
That's it, other than the new moon is on Sunday, I do believe. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah, watch out for all those ghosts and goblins come Monday.
That's the truth, huh? That's right. Halloween is Monday. First of holiday period, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, we have
We
have one caller.
Yeah, let's go ahead and help this person, see what we're doing here. Okay, 856, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this? Hello, 856, you're on the air. I guess it's somebody that doesn't want to talk, they're just listening. Okay, that's fine too. Anybody in the chat room?
No, there's nobody in the chat room.
Okay, well then I have a question for you. Do you see financial abundance happening shortly for me?
No.
Great.
Sorry, I was scared to say it.
That's okay. Something will happen good. I know it will.
Not this year.
And at college. Not this year. Oh, man, I need it this year bad. I wanted to get into that house before the end of the year.
I don't see it happening this year. Next year looks bright.
I look bright now.
Well, we all know it's not on our time.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
God and the universe have their own time, and so do our angels. And it's on their time, not ours.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
But you know what?
Ain't that the truth? What?
You just got to keep on imagining, keep on being, and it will happen eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, 856 is back. Maybe now they want to talk.
Oh, okay. 856, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this? 856, you're on the air. Did you want to ask a question? Guess not, Nina. Guess they just want to listen. Okay.
No, I'm thinking they might have a bad line because that particular number has come up, and I actually know the name of the person because I went back through my notes and found it. Maybe she's got a bad line right now.
Okay.
She did press 1. So I'm thinking that, yeah, there's something going on with her phone. And I was going to tell you, too, I had a heck of a time getting the chat room open tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. It took me 4 or 5 tries before I could actually get the chat room to work. So I don't
know
what's going on with...
Yeah,
they're not doing the job they should be.
No, they aren't. And they've been having problems because people that have Skype, they use that to do their shows, they didn't even have Skype last week. Their Skype wasn't even working. They kept
Skype hasn't been working for about 3 weeks, and now I notice that they must have got it fixed because there's no notice coming up.
No.
They must have got
it. Yeah.
Okay, Lennon. Hmm. Question. What do you see for me?
Oh, okay. A calming down. I feel a calming down of anger or chaos, whatever is calming way down. It's like a fireworks. I see combustion. But then it's just going down, 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 where it's to nothing. So if you've been going through something, it's getting ready to calm down, maybe just prior to the new moon.
Yay.
Yeah, it's going to calm down quite a bit.
That would be my foster grandson.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
yeah,
good. Something got through because
we've been having kind of a time with him, but you know, he is a loving little boy, so I'm hoping that I have gotten through to him finally.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's all I see. It's just whatever that was going on is going to calm way down to just about nothing.
856 is back again. Yeah, I'm really thinking she is having problems. Okay, let me try. Let me see if I can get it going. 856, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Yeah, I kept talking. You guys weren't listening or hearing me or something. I don't know what was going on.
We weren't hearing you.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I kept having to hang up and redial back in. I'm glad you can hear me now, though.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is Laura, by the way.
That's who I thought it was. I didn't want to say your name until you came on the air. But, yes, I knew it was you, Laura.
Well, I'm glad we were able to connect finally. Thank you.
What can we help you?
I want to know if you see me working. I'm looking for a job.
In what field?
Training.
Training as in what? Medical, administrative?
Could be anything.
Wow. That's pretty broad.
That's a, yeah, it is.
Well, it's I have a degree in this, in developing training. So there's a field involved with the whole training and development.
Okay.
So you work with experts, and then you develop the training. In fact, the closer I am to knowing the content, the more likely I am to miss some critical steps. So it's better to work with experts.
Laura, may I ask, how long have you been unemployed?
For a few months.
I'm not seeing anything in your field right now. Lennis, are you?
No, but I'm getting a good feeling, though. But I'm not seeing any definitive thing, but I have a good feeling. So whatever this coming up is going to be good for her. But, yeah, I don't see a definitive, you know, IBM or Microsoft or anything like that. I'm not seeing any company. Just that I have a good feeling, Laura. So have you pursued or put some applications in and you're waiting to hear back?
Well, I've had a couple interviews. I thought I would have heard back by now. I'm probably going to have to follow up again and find out what's going on. But I'm still putting out more resumes.
Okay, well, I'm going to say something to you as a Canadian and sitting here from the outside. I'm going to say that you're not going to hear anything until after the election.
That's not good.
Well, the election isn't that far away.
You know what? Where my brain went to, it went to the January timeline when the president takes office.
Oh, I'm talking
November.
November.
Next month. Okay.
Yeah, it's only not even 2 weeks away. But I don't think you're going to hear anything until after the election, and all of that has calmed down. Because right now, I know it sounds very weird, but economists and everybody are saying nobody is moving forward right now until they find out who the president is going to be. So I'm just saying wait until after that, and you should be hearing something.
Okay. Well, that sounds promising. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right.
Thanks, you two. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling, Laura.
I'm glad we were able to call and connect. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Wishing you the very best. Okay.
Yeah, I think this election that you are having right now has put kind of a stop to a lot of things economy-wise. I know I don't like to talk about politics. Politics is not something I'm overjoyed about. But let's face it, up here in Canada, that's all we've heard is about war down there. And frankly, I'm rather sick of it. It goes on and on and on and on and on. We call an election and everything's over and done with in 90 days. This has gone on for over a year now. Blech!
2 years almost. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking for those of you that are looking for jobs, are worried about jobs, blah, 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 and on it goes, I think everything will stabilize after this election.
Yeah. I can believe that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got another caller. Area code 412, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah.
Okay. I guess my question is for you guys today. I kind of got like the neighbor from hell. And so I'm just kind of wonder, where's this all leading to? Because everyone on the, like the, you know, the neighborhood is not, it's terrible, you know? So I was just wondering, what would come about of this situation?
You only have one crazy neighbor?
Yeah, it's just one. And actually, this is my first year living. Well, it's not even been a year yet, so I'm not even sure if I could terminate my lease for that first year. So it's almost like I'm stuck to the with the neighbor from hell.
Uh-oh.
Has anybody else been complaining about this neighbor?
Yes. I'm not the only one.
Well, my suggestion is keep on complaining.
Okay.
Because they'll get tired of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to get tired of you complaining and get your whoever else is complaining, get them to keep on complaining about it too. They'll get tired of it, and that person will get evicted.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you see it anytime soon? I mean, do I have to go through the holidays? I mean, they're also at bank playing music like all right now. I know everybody's tired of it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with music, but not on a consistent basis every day, all day long.
And it shouldn't be that loud that it disturbs the neighbors, you know.
No.
Right, and I mean, it's garbage. You got garbage everywhere. I actually have to come up and pick out garbage out my yard almost every day because of her garbage. Like, I thought it was going to even be like enforcement where, you know, like maybe the landlord or something may get in trouble.
Well, like I said, keep on complaining, and if you keep that up, they will evict her, and if you can continue on with the complaining, both you and whoever else is complaining about her, she will be gone by, I'm guessing, December 1st.
And I said December 31st. Yeah, I was like, she ain't going to see these people after the first of the year. Come the first of the year, they'll be gone. So maybe that's what the landlord is thinking. Once they show a pattern or a history of this tenant, then they're just going to cut their loss and say out, you know.
She had the police there maybe 25 times in 1 month.
Oh, my God. And the landlord's letting them still be there?
That's what I said. Because I think the girl's on, like, Section 8. So regardless, her rent is paid. But, I mean, she's living, it's totally, she had police there. She was messing with a minor kid. She's, like, 26. The boy was 16. He was beating her up, and the police was up there every day. I'm like, what do you expect? You're messing with a kid. So, you know, it's just it's like the neighbors from hell, I'm telling you. I've never seen, you know, I'm 37. I lived in probably about 4 different houses. I've never seen anything like it. I would say a project complex ain't got nothing on her.
Oh, my God. Keisha, have you put salt around your place in each corner?
Mm-hmm.
Sea salt?
I didn't try it, but I will.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Yeah, put the sea salt around. And also keep complaining. Get your neighbors, other neighbors, to keep complaining about her. It's rather strange that she hasn't been evicted already.
It really is.
We have something called a Landlord and Tenant Act. And anybody that acts the way this person is would have been evicted a long time ago.
Yep. You wouldn't even be going through this. Huh.
So, yeah. Keep on keeping on. Getting on her butt and get her out of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because me and her had a confrontation because I guess the landlord told her to come pick the trash up. And she's like, well, did you call him? I'm like, he could ride down the street and see all that garbage outside. So, I mean, even when I'm not complaining, I guess the other people are, I'm not sure, you know? So, it's crazy. I've never seen nothing like it in my life. But like you said, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to keep complaining. I'm going to try to see salt.
Yeah,
put the sea salt in every corner in your apartment. Every corner. Start from the front door and go all the way around the whole apartment, your kitchen, your bedroom, all the way till you come back to the front door.
Okay.
And bless your house that no negativity can enter therein. And maybe the residue of the salt will sink to their apartment or next to you, whatever, that, you know, they'll feel uncomfortable and leave.
Yeah, because I do. I mean, it's just she got too much going on. Yeah, it's becoming a safety issue. I mean, when you got 7, 16-year-olds over there with no parents, you could just imagine what's going on over there. So
I'm surprised a priest. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm thinking that maybe if you see things like this going on, maybe you should also contact the police. And really,
pressure on
the landlord and keep track of how many times the police are there if you're around, and let the landlord know exactly what's going on.
I do. I think he's more worried about, you know, the rent money than anything, you know.
Well, I'm sure that he can rent it out to a much nicer person.
Yeah, where it's not affecting the old, because we got older neighbors and stuff. They're 75, 80 years old. They don't want to deal with that. Nobody wants to I don't want to deal with it at 37. So I can imagine how they feel. There's some neighbors that have lived here for 40 years, you know, so they just watch, you know, everything just deteriorate once she came. Me and her actually moved here around the same month of this year. So it's like, you know, they just seen everything deteriorate. They know it's not me. They like me, you know, but they just seen everything deteriorate when she came. It's like a whole nother, it's just a mess. Just a mess. The garbage. I was like, I've never seen nothing with garbage like this. I almost thought it was on purpose. I didn't get, like, I couldn't get, like, who could be that nasty?
Yep. Plus, too, you don't want rats and roaches and all that coming up on your place when it's not even you.
Right. I've seen rats, possums. I've seen skunk come from her yard over to mine, everything. I'm like, wow. You know, this is all her garbage. I'm picking up nasty trash, everything. I even told the landlord, like, I don't get paid to be a garbage man, you know, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my trash. I'm picking it up because I can't see my yard looking like that.
I hear you.
So,
yep.
Well, I'll try everything you guys said, and thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
You have a good day.
You too, Keisha. I'll be praying for you too that person
please,
gets out of there.
Yeah, please. Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. You too, Keisha, and have a good weekend. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 901. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Anne. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, you don't have a question for us to figure out something?
Well, no, I'm just excited about my trip, and I just hope that goes well.
Oh,
well.
Yes. Have a wonderful time.
Yeah, I'm going to try it, ladies.
Where are you going, Anna?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Be back
that's
on Monday.
That's what I said, to warm weather. Ugh.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. Looking forward to it.
That's right.
That's your giggling again. Why are you giggling?
Yes. I know. It's exciting to be getting away. It's just fun.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, well, we'll just put you on hold then so you listen to the show.
Well, thank you.
What
thank
a
you,
limited it is.
Yes.
Oh, all right, Nina.
All right.
Can go for 5 more minutes and cut her off at 6:30. What you want to do?
Yeah, we'll go for 5 more minutes. Anna, I just want you to have a wonderful time while you're on your little holiday, and really enjoy yourself. Kick back and relax, my friend.
Yes. Yes. You never know. She might meet somebody. Hello. You never know.
Well, you never know. I think this trip is just going to be very relaxing and very enjoyable for her.
Good. Oh, that's good. That's what we want.
Uh-huh.
What we want. Yes, ma'am.
I need a holiday.
Huh?
I need a holiday.
Me too. You just came back from a holiday.
A real holiday.
I need a holiday.
No, a real holiday where I'm not cooking or cleaning or anything else for six other people. Like, that's not a holiday.
Yeah, for sure. No, me either.
Yeah, the chat room, I have Anna's in there and Pug Mama's in there, and that's all that's happening, and nobody's asking any questions. So, yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, you have 5 minutes left, and then we are going goodbye if nobody else calls in.
Actually, yeah, they're down to 4 minutes now.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, the new moon's coming up, and, always tell the parents, because Halloween, well, I'm sure we'll reiterate that too next Sunday. Always watch the houses that your kids go to, and be with your children. Always don't just let them go run off and then you're like, oh, well, they're just down the block. No, be with your kids.
Also, safety sake, lock up your animals in a bedroom, in their kennels, whatever you need to do, but lock them up, because they are going to be frightened by everybody coming to the door dressed up and in masks and everything else, and they could go a little bit crazy. So make sure your animals are safe as well.
Yep, that's the truth. Yep. So true. And don't give your animals any candy.
Don't let them
kids will sneak chocolate to the dogs, or the cat. They're like, oh, I just gave Spot a little bit. Yeah, now Spot's sick as I don't know what.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that. Back when I had my Cocker Spaniels, this is probably 20-some years ago, we had a whole box of chocolate sitting on the table, and normally my animals do not touch anything. And they would come home after taking the kids skating. The whole box of chocolates was eaten up by my dogs. And guess what? Those little buggers never got sick.
What? You're kidding.
Dogs.
And they ate all that chocolate and never got sick. Oh, wow. They have some good stomachs, good systems.
Yeah, no, double layer of chocolate. Like, how the old boxes used to have two layers. Well, they ate both layers. Both layers of chocolate. And those... They didn't even leave a mess either.
They had a good time.
Oh, yeah. They did. But I was waiting and waiting and waiting, figuring, oh, yeah, I'm going to be up all night with two sick dogs. No. Nope.
Right.
So after that, chocolate was put way, way up.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore. Oh, God. Have you seen how high Halloween candy has gotten this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know what I did? I got the little things of Play-Doh for the kids instead of candy.
Oh, now that's neat. That is
a neat thing.
Something they can play with.
Yeah. So I picked that up at Costco. And, wow, when did I pick that up? That must have been the beginning of September I did that. So I picked that up for them, and that's what the kids are getting. And my littles that I look after are quite thrilled that Nina has Play-Doh for them.
Yeah, see? You don't have to worry about them putting it in their mouth.
Said to me, what? Didn't buy chocolate? I said, no, I didn't buy chocolate. So I went to Costco on Tuesday, and I bought him a big box of chocolate. So... Now he has chocolate bars too, but I haven't told him, so.
Oh, okay.
It's hidden.
I love those Butterfingers. Oh, God. Shaw bought me two little small boxes of Butterfingers, and I tore them up in 2 days. That is my favorite candy bar, is a Butterfinger. I'm like the guy on the kid on Simpson. Don't mess up my Butterfinger. Yeah.
Well, Lennis.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 6:30 your time, 7:30 my time.
I'm ready. Music is going.
All right. Night, everyone. We will talk to you on Sunday.
Yeah, see you Sunday. Oh, and join me on Friday for Friday Traffic Jams. This week it will be Gladys Knight and the Pips as our featured artists Friday at 6 p.m. Friday Traffic Jams. And we'll see you back on Sunday at 3 p.m. for a psychic
Night.
Reading. Okay.
Night, ladies.
Night, Anna. Night, Nina.
Have a good holiday, Anna.
Yeah.